Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
Hi, I'm Tia. The upstairs-downstairs neighbor dynamic is so special. We have our own language. Like when I scream at my mom on the phone, the people downstairs bang on the ceiling to show their support.
The nighttime's the best time to rearrange furniture. I call it midnight feng shui.
And if I sleep through my alarm in the morning, they bang on my door to wake me. So thoughtful.
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor, but we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
I was talking to a friend yesterday. She's an architect, and we were just discussing about whatever is happening around us. The COVID crisis, the job cuts, the lockdown, the US protests, the cyclone, and how work never ends. Suddenly, in between the conversation, she says to me, "Pooja, I'm tired. I'm on the verge of giving up." I didn't expect it from her, you know. She's always been this workaholic who prefers spending more time in the office than anywhere else. But you know what? The more I talk to people, the more I realize that almost everyone is exhausted. They're tired of working non-stop from home. And the worst bit is that they can't stop working. Because if they don't continue to do the work they've been given, their productivity log will get affected. In this climate, not showing over-efficiency may mean losing your job. And this never-ending cycle is affecting our health so much that we are all getting mentally distressed. In fact, experts say that we are all in a depressive state right now. I'm Pooja Singh, the National Features Editor of Mint, and welcome to the second season of The Millennial Mind. Within a week of the start of the nationwide lockdown, this was in March, the number of reported cases of mental illness in India rose by 20%. The reasons for the rise were many, from fear of job loss, salary cuts to unemployment, and even long working hours at home. The other big worry right now is that remote working might just become a thing, a long-term thing, or even a permanent one. Companies like Twitter, Google, and Facebook, the ones who spent millions to create playful knowledge parks that encouraged personal interaction, are now embracing remote working. And this might have an impact on several corporates who are already very happy with how this forced virtual working is helping them reduce costs on operational expenses. What they're forgetting to consider is the biggest risk involved: the absence of personal face-to-face interaction and its impact on mental health. Megha Sharma got so worried when her boss said no to two of her presentations over WhatsApp that she thought her job was in danger. She joined the tech startup in Mumbai just a week before the lockdown and hadn't met her boss face-to-face even once.
It would have been so much easier and better, Pooja, if we were in office. I could have just read his face. I mean, how much can you figure out over a video call? And whenever I got to know, my heart sank. I know I shouldn't feel so bad about it because, again, work is work. But you're sitting at home the whole day, and when your boss says no to something, you just feel so discouraged.
That's very true. No matter how much time we spend over video calls talking about what we cooked or what we did during our off time, it's just not the same as in real life.
I have some casual chats with team members over our coffee session on Zoom, but it's really not the same. It just feels artificial and forced, to be very honest. I also feel there's nothing to look forward to, and it's affecting my peace of mind even more and more now.
Microsoft boss Satya Nadella said something very similar in a recent interview with the New York Times. He said, and I quote, "Virtual video calls cannot replace in-person meetings." To dig deeper and to understand the reason for this, I spoke with Shalaka Shah, a psychology professor at Flame University in Pune.
See, the issue with work from home in the current situation is that it's getting more difficult for us to detach ourselves from work. You're constantly working. There is no end to the amount of work you're doing. The pressure is always there. And then, of course, the pressure of, the home responsibilities as well. You need to cater to those. It is going to be very difficult to survive like this in the long term, you know, to keep working from home as a permanent option, because such an unhealthy lifestyle actually would lead to higher psychological distress, and the psychological detachment also leads to further socio-emotional issues for employees.
See, an office is not just a physical space. We are as invested in the work culture as we are in the work. I don't go to office just to work on my stories and on episodes for the Millennial Mind. I also go for my colleagues who have now become my friends. You know what I mean. It's a place where we meet people, share food, gossip, crib, laugh, even cry. Our work gives us a purpose.
Well, you also have to consider the Indian work culture. You go to work not only for the mere work-related tasks or assignments. It's also about the social interactions. It's about the co-worker bonding. It's about, you know, the intellectual give and take. It's about learning from each other and the brainstorming sessions with the team members. Especially the informal interactions that you have in your tea breaks or lunch breaks or you know, other forms of you know, working together, maybe in a gym provided by your office. So this is equally important, I feel.
So if this virus is here to stay and work from home is the only option, is there still a way to ensure that this desire for human interaction can be addressed? Professor Shah says it needs a lot of work from company leaders.
See, the employers have to really do away with the pressure tactic that they have been using for long about do it right or you may lose the rat race. If you don't do enough, and it's very hard to define this enough, if you don't do this enough, then you will be left behind or someone else will be promoted. So, you know, the value of your work is sort of mixed with this rat race. So the employers have to be more compassionate than what they are doing right now, especially in the current situation, after every one of us has learned quite a few lessons from this lockdown, wherein you know, we have started valuing our resources, we've started valuing people around us. So compassion is the need of the hour. They also need to be more open to listen to their employees, you know, talk to them. And I mean active listening, you know, not just, you know, in a meeting, but actually note down things, understand their needs, and then, you know, get back to them with a proper strategy, with a lot of empathy and patience as well.
After that, companies need to create a way where employees can return to the office once or even twice a week. Because there's just so much evidence that humans need social bonding. We need it to flourish in our lives. Even I'm looking forward to going back to the office, rolling my eyes at friends when someone says something pretentious, or walking to our chaiwala sharp at 5 in the evening and having the usual matki with it. And yes, to discuss story ideas and fight about news. Let's not forget that by making work from home permanent, we are not just risking the mental health of people, but also innovation and a better way of life.
Hi, I'm HD Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. The next episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com, connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news. You know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This was a Livemint production, brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast. I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.